Six Act Conversations. 6. Committed Action. Welcome to Chapter 6 of Six Act Conversations, an audio program from RMIT University Counseling Service designed to help you live a balanced and fulfilling life while completing your program of study. The program uses concepts from Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, or ACT for short, but it is not meant to take the place of counseling, psychotherapy, or mental health treatment. Although you can listen to the program in any sequence you wish, you should listen to the disclaimer and about this program files before starting. In this final session, Committed Action, we're going to ask you finally to stop listening and take action. I know I've said just a moment ago that you can listen to this program in any sequence you wish, but my recommendation would be that if you've come to this section of Six Act Conversations first, that you listen at least to sections 2 and 5, as the exercises and material in them will be very relevant to what we discuss and do in this section. However, if all you're looking for from this program is tips on goal setting and action planning, I hope this is helpful with that. And of course, on this page of the website, you'll find a collection of links to other resources on these topics. Unlike the other chapters of Six Act Conversations, this one requires you to do a considerable amount of thinking and writing using the worksheets on the web page for this section. These worksheets are designed to develop your goal setting and action planning skills. For you to increase your skill in these areas, you'll need to practice them many times. Like anything else, the more you practice, the more skillful you become, and the more these practices become ingrained habits that you don't need to think about. In Section 5, Values and Direction, we determined that there is a link between your achievements and habits on the one hand, and your values on the other. We did this by examining your past. Now it's time to work on your future. Also in Section 5, we said that goals are not your purpose in life, but rather, they are like mileposts on your journey. And like mileposts, they tell you two essential things. One, how far you've travelled. And two, even more importantly, they remind you that you are headed in the right direction. Think about that. It doesn't matter if you're 200 kilometres from where you started, if you're going 180 degrees the wrong way. In this analogy, the direction of your journey, that is your life, is your value or values. So continuing the analogy, the reason you set goals is to get feedback from the environment, that is the world you live in, that you're acting consistently with your values, just like marking a physical journey by mileposts.